And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, Fish with the Best, Shimano, and by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the world headquarters of sport fishing here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is here talking calicos, yellowtail, a little bit tuna maybe, and a lot of good times and so much stuff. And we just heard Benny talking about that Camus boat that you drive from West Coast Marine. What's it like working with West Coast and the guys?
Nick, you know, like number one, Nick, the owner, is just a super, super person.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you hear nothing but really positive experiences that they've had through Nick, you know, helping somebody out with a motor or trying to get them out as soon as they can, you know, service because they have a trip coming up. And just, you know, they're all around, you know, from George at the counter to all the boys in the back and then Kyle in service. They do such a great job working with their clients and, you know, getting people set up. If they don't have an answer, they have resources to get, you know, things going. But just, and, you know, the products they have, you know, if you want a pilot house, they have it. If you want a Camus 26 HP that I have, you know, I'll be more than willing to take you out for a ride. Just great to work with.
Their service after the sale is so impressive. Yeah. We bought our boat from West Coast. It's going on 10 years now.
Wow.
You know, it doesn't seem like it's that fast.
We have the 25 Parker Center.
25 Parker Center console, 2501. Yeah. We're shopping for a windlass right now. I mean, the first phone call I made was to Nick and just like, oh, let's do some research. Let's do this. What can we fit? We want something that's very non-obtrusive, you know what I mean? And like, well, let's just figure out how much room we got in the anchor locker. What can we do? That, like, they're just, they are the best.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
So good.
Dude, you need to get a trolling motor for spot lock.
You know,
it's the best.
That's what, it's funny. Like I've been trying to ask like all my buds here that, you know, that do a lot of anchoring, the Brandon Haywards and all those guys. And everybody talked about this windlass and that one. The most interesting things, you know, I asked Brandon Nelson that same thing. He's a small boat guy, and he's like, man, because he's in Florida at the time. He goes, literally, boats don't even come with them out here anymore. Like, everybody just uses trolling
from
motors.
From 40-footers down to 18-footers.
That's crazy. They have trolling motors that'll do that.
Oh, my God.
So now what do you have on your boat?
That's a
big boat to have a trolling
motor.
Yeah,
I have a Minn Kota 72-inch, and it's auto-deploying. It all works.
Auto-deploying. So you push a button and it deploys.
On my screens, both screens, I can use my phone. I can use a remote. But I use my screen a lot because of my guests. But, you could either hit spot, you know, deploy it. It goes over, hit spot lock. Oh, current just switched. Take it off spot lock, move over 5 feet to the port or starboard, lock it back up. Okay, we're in the right spot. Okay, this isn't biting. Hit, to set it up, you know, put it back on the boat, hit the button, comes back up. We're out of there. Go to the next spot, deploy, comes down. Okay, give me a second, see how this sets up. Spot lock. Okay, we can fish.
Wow.
I did love that. Like, how many times have you put the anchor down and realized you were, you know, 30 feet, 50 feet, 100 feet away from where you really wanted to be because you misjudged the current? Like, oh, we'll slide over there. You know, you push a button and you slide to exactly where you want to be. Spot lock again, and you're perfect.
And I get it, for sea bass fishing, it's probably not, you know, because of the motor kind of running. But it really doesn't spin the whole time. It'll, like, boom. You know,
depends on the wind, right?
Depends on the wind, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, we fish in yellows on the front side with bait. It's, you'll see three of us all set up on the same spot, you know.
All on spot lock.
All on spot lock.
Wow. Yeah. I know, in Montana, We do a lot of double anchoring when we're stillwater fishing in the lakes and the tributaries and stuff like that. And Greg Stotesbury and also Chris Scott, my friends are up there. They both have spot lock now. It's like, you need to get a trolling spot lock on your boat. And it's so much easier, especially if I'm fishing by myself or something like that. So that's, I'm shopping.
It's the best, you know, just the best. I can't say much about it.
Yeah. So what about, speaking of which, what about sonar? What about the new like live scope and stuff like that?
So,
forward facing sonar. Do you see that in saltwater helping you or?
For structure fishing, 100% up over 100 feet. Yeah, I have it and I've had it for a while. I just haven't put it on yet.
I see.
You know, I have Humminbird Explorers, and you know, for freshwater they're like top of the line. And the side imaging it has, basically side imaging sonar, is probably the best there is out there. So,
and you use a lot of that.
I use a lot of it, even in shallow, because, you know, what you see, you see kelp, you see rock, it's pretty evident. But a lot of times you don't see what's on that. So if you're in the right angle, you can literally see fish off that rock.
Wow.
If you know what you're looking at, right? It's just like anything in, when it comes to MFDs, multifunction units, is, you know, even guys on the sonar, you know, the big boats, they know what they're looking at.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's a bunch of bait. We don't want to stop here. It's the same thing. It really is. And I probably use it more than I ever have. Other than the visual stuff in the wash, that's pretty evident. But a lot of times you'll see rock piles and isolated kelp, and you'll see fish on it for sure on side imaging.
Yeah, but LiveScope, if they ever perfect it for saltwater, more like they have. I mean, like fishing with Jess up at Coeur d'Alene, I mean, we're watching the fish eat the lure. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And same thing, like I'm trout fishing. Watch, he's going to eat your lure now.
Or just like seeing how they react to said lure. Like, you know, you can see like, well, I didn't get a bite from that fish, but that fish is going to bite. Or the complete opposite, like that fish is suspended and I put it on his nose. He didn't turn. He didn't move. The only thing he did was move to get out of the way. Like you just see, you know, you see how they're related to structure, whether they're sitting on the bottom, locked on, not willing to move, or up off, you know, they're associated with said rock or said log or whatever else, but they're out hunting around searching. And as soon as a lure comes by, it draws all four of them up off it. You just know what that fish is going to do.
It's coming. I mean,
it is, no doubt.
Yeah. I mean, I have it. I'm in the process of trying to sell the Camus now with very little hours. So, I'm trying to decide whether I want to put it on now. I actually have a 19 inch screen for it too.
Wow.
19 inch Apex.
It's like a TV.
Oh, it's,
legit, dude.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Well, we have a great show with Benny, and you want to join us, a couple of ways to do it, right, Rick?
No doubt, man. We're going to be a lot of fun here in the second hour. If you want to join us, the best way is with the phones. We are standing by at the fan right now to take your phone call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Jeff's standing by this morning to take your phone calls. Also, you can text the show. Text the show. So popular. Lots of great texts coming through. If you want to do that one, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Again, just a name and a phone number along with the text is all we need, and that's going to put you in the running for a full assortment of Shimano jigs, a Shimano shirt. That's going to one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show.
Yeah, for sure, and lots of good texts. You have a good one?
I thought so. This one came, and it says, from John in Rancho San Diego, great show, guys. Always great to hear from Captain Ben. Benny, what would you say is the most common mistake you see guys making when it comes to targeting trophy-sized calico bass? We watch you and see you catch trophies for you and your clients on the regular. What do you think keeps the average fisherman from getting the big ones?
Casting, number one.
Okay.
If you can't get to them, you can't get them. I think, and I know a lot of anglers don't spend time perfecting their cast. And it's the most basic thing in fishing, you know. I mean, mechanically, you know, and I always bring this up when I do a seminar or something, is casting is just huge. And I don't think enough people practice. Hey, guy, you'll see people with the best gear, you know, Shimano rod, Shimano reel, the line, the lure, and everything, but they can't make a, you know, 20-yard cast, which is unfortunate because they just haven't practice. I know many years ago, listening to a Frank Lopresti seminar, and, you know, when we had only mono and we'd practice with, if you know what they are, clothespins, wooden clothespins,
right,
and practice casting,
yeah,
you know, in the backyard with a spray bottle or bucket of water and wetting the reel. And I used to practice all the time. But casting is probably the biggest thing. So I think there's a YouTube video out there that I did with AFCO on throwing the surface iron, and just, and I call it 2 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You know, you hold the rod at 2 o'clock position, you end up at 9 o'clock, turn the wrist. If you watch any sport boat captain, any deckhand, and watch them cast in close quarters up the side of the wall, side of the house, and make a 100-yard cast, like with no effort, that is the person you need to mimic. It's just so mechanical and how they get that lure out there. And it's not about strength. I've seen some small, like five foot, you know, tall women that have been fishing for a while can make a 100-yard bomb cast with a 9.5-foot, 10-foot jig stick.
Wow.
It's very impressive just because it's about mechanics. It's all about mechanics. So
you see distance or accuracy the bigger hurdle for your customers?
Accuracy, okay. Yeah. And without the mechanics to get there and be accurate, those two things can be the difference between success and failure.
One of the things that drives me a little crazy is there's so many people that have invested in buying a great reel, like a yep. Tranx, and the yep. Tranx is the big one for me. Like, and then when they get that reel, they never use any of the braking system that's provided on that reel. Like, I fish all the time. Like, I adjust that thing during the day, you know, at times. Like, you invested the money for that feature, and it can make such a difference, pro and con, for what you're doing.
100%. And, you know, the new braking system on the Bees with that minor adjustment braking system on the outside of the reel now, it's just a matter of a quick push to 1 through 5, and, you know, you could either be in the game or out of the game, and it's all about proficiency. You know, it's what you feel comfortable with. Some guys will just go inside, pull all the brakes out, go to one, so it's like complete free spool, and disaster happens. You know, we all know, even us as proficient anglers, we have at least one brake on because we know
totally.
Total free spool, you're looking for disaster. It just takes a lot of time to cast and a lot of feel, you know.
But that Shimano braking system makes the learning curve much shorter.
It really does. And, you know, the nice thing about the reels that come to you from Shimano out of the box, I honestly don't adjust them for my guests. I take them right out of the box because usually there's about 2 or 3 brakes pushed in and they're set at, you know, whatever it is. All I have to do is do a quick fine-tuning, depending on the angler, and I'm done.
Yeah.
It really makes it easy, and I really do implore a lot of the anglers out there, don't mess with it too much. Just do the slight adjustments.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, speaking, you just mentioned Captain Frank Lopresti. Frank's going to be on the show next Saturday. He'll be our guest awesome. In the studio next Saturday.
This is Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris.
There he
you
is.
You are listening to I love those, California's dude. Sport and Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup.
See, like, yeah. See? He'll well be right done, here man. Next Saturday.
Yeah, the man. Yeah.
And then next Sunday, Ali from BD Outdoors and Blue Sea Stabilizers and his brother, Yosef, will be here. So we'll be talking to Yosef. Very shortly.
Well, speaking of next Saturday, a very cool event coming up from the San Diego Marlin Club. There's their big annual Don Blackman Memorial Halibut Derby. It's their biggest halibut event of the year. Happens next Saturday, and the boys came by the tackle store this week and purchased a ton of gear for what's going to be given away. You know, it's a really cool event. There's a high boat jackpot that's $200 that you can get into. There's a $50 yellowtail side pot that goes along with it, but ton of prizes. It's one of the few tournaments from the Marlin Club that's open to absolutely everybody. You don't need to be a Marlin Club member to get on this one. They have a giant, you know, a party afterwards, and it's at 6 o'clock captain's meeting. It's next Saturday is the event. 5 o'clock lines in, 5 o'clock final weigh in. It's just a really cool one, open to the public. It's a really, really fun event.
Memorial Day weekend.
Exactly.
It's Saturday, yeah. So perfect weekend to go halibut fishing.
I love that they had a little yellowtail side bot. Like, I could see myself down somewhere, a nice little spot, Coronado Islands, trying to drift up a halibut, catch a little yellowtail on the side. But, yeah, really full event, raise a bunch of money for the San Diego Marlin Club, and just a really great time for somebody.
Next Saturday.
Yeah,
and they have
next
a great
Saturday.
Website, too, Marlin Club. So just search for San Diego Marlin Club, and they'll have all the details on that.
That's it, man. Yeah, easy to find. We got a little banner at the tackle store. You can scan a QR code, get all signed up. But, yeah, great event from great guys at that San Diego Marlin Club.
Yeah, great people over at the Marlin Club. Hey, Mike in Hermosa Beach says, gentlemen, good morning. I'd love to fish calicos with the master. Bring some of my own gear. Try some of his new stuff. Middle of the week works for me. Are you still making your crispy treats? How can I make a trip work and I don't mind getting wet?
I do have dates available during the week. Crispy treats, that's a question. I'm sure it's not illegal, but I don't recall. But I do have dates available during
dates
the week.
Available.
Yeah, during the week. Very, very, very few. But there's a lot of dates out there I've sent to people already. So
when's the best time to go, Benny?
The best time to go is whenever you can.
Yeah.
That's what I always
tell
everybody.
Especially right now on the bike.
Right now it's been good, you know.
Spring is such a great time to fish calicos.
Oh, my gosh. We were catching them good in February.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Why do you think that is? Is it the 14-inch size limit? Is it just the ocean healthier? What is going on that has made the calico bounce back like crazy?
You know, I just think that the ocean's healthy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, from calico bass to sand bass last year was phenomenal, and they were going to close it.
Right.
I mean, not to get away from the calico thing, but just an analysis I did that I saved info for from June to August. Okay, here's the number. This is just one guy, you know, maximum three people. 2672 sand bass just in that time zone.
Wow, no
okay.
kidding.
That's so they were going to close sand bass fishing. I don't know if a lot of
three
listeners.
Guys at a time catching 2600.
Well, 2 to 3. Two
wow.
to three.
Wow.
2 to 3. Yeah. Not counting me.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Every single day. So the ocean's healthy.
Yes.
Catalina, you see clouds. We were just there earlier in the week, and you see clouds of them chasing a 5-inch limbait.
Wow.
You know, they're smaller. Some of them are like 12 to 13 and a half inches.
That's
but
okay.
Right now, that's usually like July you see that. So that's on the front side. On the back side, a lot of like that 2 to 4 pound stuff, you know, 3 or 4 to 5 followers. So
why do you think why does Catalina have bigger calicos than Clemente, which seems like the remote place?
It's just that it's like Cedros, right? Cedros has a lot of that 2 to 5 pound stuff. Yeah, every now and then you see a nugget, maybe an 8, maybe a 9. You have to go like to Norte and fish those boilers for those, but for the most part, it's population. You know, Clemente has that population of 2 to 5 pound fish, and the big ones, just competition, because they're just, you know, so aggressive, and you know they get real competitive. Where Catalina, in some areas, you'll have competitiveness in certain areas, but a lot of areas there's a lot of isolation, is where you're going to catch some of those big ones. So, I mean, the ocean's a big frontier that we'll never figure out.
Yeah.
And we can, you know, try to be the best we can, but. I just know that there's you can do a lot of catching. In fact, part of my day is we're fishing and part of the day is catching.
Yeah.
We can go, okay, we need to go catching now. We put enough time into fishing for a good one. Let's go catch a 50 of them, you know.
I see a pair of Costas on your head. What's that style? What's the go-to style for Benny Florentino?
These are gray lens, silver mirror, and I think these are reefed in pros.
Reefed in pros.
Yeah.
And is that something you're going to fish with too? The gray.
Yeah,
lens?
It's kind of like my all around, but I like that yellow lens with the. I think that's you wear.
So, I'm exactly the same as you. I'm a gray silver mirror every day, and low light condition. I was a sunrise silver mirror.
Yep.
But I was just telling the story yesterday in the show. I just got a pair of the gold lenses, which is, it's just better for me. Yeah. Gold is one step darker, or whatever you're going to call it, not as bright as Sunrise Silver Mirror in them, and I really like it. It's a very good color contrast lens, and it's really good for a lower light condition.
Yeah,
so I just got those, and I really like them.
Yeah, I really like the green mirror. On the salt water,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
my go-to.
Which
on
is
that.
The next step above again.
Above the
like
gold. Right. But yeah. the gold's great, and I use in Montana, I use a Sunrise because so, just for sight fishing.
Sure. So I have a really good opportunity for my anglers. Is I have two Plano boxes with Costas in them. It has gold, it has silver, it has gray, it has green, it has blue. So they have an opportunity to try them. And I always ask them, hey, you always seem to wear the same ones. Because my eyes are comfortable,
exactly.
And I tell anglers, it goes, whenever your eyes feel comfortable, wear them. You know, yeah. I just.
And what's the overall pick that generally from your customers?
They like the green lens.
The green.
Yeah, they like the green lens.
The green mirror.
They like, yeah, the green mirror. And a lot of them like the Pro Series. I like the look of the Pros.
Yeah.
Personally.
Comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable. Also, it's good for if you're trying to sell a few for the vendors, but they look good. They're comfortable. They're durable. You know, that's the big thing is durability. So
adjustable.
The whole
thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
The ultimate pro staff guy right here.
He's the one.
Benny Florentino.
No doubt about it.
Let's jump into the phones. You want to get through? Jeff is standing by at the fan. 833-288-0973. You have a chance to win a great Shimano package of good lures and hat and clothing and all that good stuff.
Jim in National City's up next on the phones. What's up, Jim? Welcome to the show.
Hey, winner, winner, chicken dinner, Benny. I won the trip on your boat.
Wow.
How cool.
Jim,
yeah,
who is that through?
Pardon me?
What's your last name?
Frenzarolo.
Oh,
okay,
Jim.
Malolo?
Malolo, yes.
Oh, okay. And I apologize for not getting back to you. You're on my list of people to call. I've called everybody's cashing in on the CCAs. I've done a lot of auctions in the last year.
A lot of events right now.
Yeah, a lot of events. So I'm trying to help out. That's one way I can help is.
And that's you're so generous about that.
Yeah.
To spend a day with people that raise money for these good causes like Caporalos and CCA.
Right. So Jim, I apologize. I'll call you when I get off the back on the road home and we'll work out details. But congratulations and thank you for supporting Frenzarolo because I try to do what I can for both CCA, Frenzarolo and anything else. So
you are the man, bro. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, Benny, you know, that's a great support you do for the Frenzarolo and the CCA. I know how important those organizations are. And thank you for a wonderful gift there. I know it's hard to put your schedule together when you're trying to deal a bunch of freebies in between there. But I just want to let you know, Benny, that you're calling the shots wherever you want. It'll be me and my son, Anthony.
Love
Anthony's
that.
49 years old. We'll be fishing with you. And just tell us where to be. Anthony works for a knife company, so he's up and down the coast. He knows the area. Wherever you want us, we'll meet you. And, you know, I don't go with this guy told me this. This guy told me that. You're the man, Benny.
All right.
Awesome, Jim. Thank you so much. Look forward to fishing with you.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, speaking about biting fish, we're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. We got that fishdope.com report coming your way by the Angler's Realtor. Yosef Husseini is on the line. What's up, Yosef?
Not much, guys. How are we doing this morning?
We're doing good, buddy. I love fishdope.com reports this time of year when the fish are biting so good.
That's right. They're going up north. I'm going to start in the Channel Islands. There's an active fire on Santa Rosa right now. There has been some sea bass picked up around there, though. San Miguel Island, excellent ling cod fishing right now. Santa Cruz, there's a few large sea bass caught near Christie's last week. Yellowtail are starting to show up along the north side, and they're biting sardines. There's also some good halibut fishing in 15 to 75 feet of water. Most of these fish are 5 to 20 pounds. Santa Barbara Island, there's big yellowtail biting in the squid areas along the backside. Catalina Island's been a pretty slow week for yellowtail and white sea bass. Not a ton of signal like there was, but the halibut fishing stays steady around Salta Verde and the western beaches. San Clemente, there's some yellowtail there now. They're smaller, 6 to 12-pound fish mostly, but there are some 20 to 30s in there. From hole in the wall down to fish hook, you do need that downhill current for those things to bite. La Jolla is still banging pretty hard. Bigger yellowtail, too, 20 to 30 pounds, most in the northwest corner area and motel around Wind and Sea. There also have been a handful of white sea bass in there as well, and most of the stuff's being caught on sardines. Coronado Islands, outstanding fishing about the past 4 or 5 days. It did slow down a little yesterday. The Mission Bell landed 135 yellowtail for 30 passengers, which is insane. San Diego scored 54. Heavy chumming is what it takes. Most of the stuff is middle grounds fish. The rock piles slowed down a little bit. Offshore banks, the money spot is up in the upper hidden area, 390. It's kind of a big zone over there, full of fish. There some fish over 100 pounds. Most of the fish are 20 to 40. There are some yellowfin popping up again, 25 to 40 pound. Most of those are on halco plugs while trolling. The nighttime fishing also has picked up quite a bit. Good nighttime fishing. About 2-3 days ago, it was pretty wide open. The weather's picked up a little bit. It seems to slow things down. And another notable thing is the bonito. There are some large, like 10 to 15 pound bonito in this area. So some of these boils you're pulling up onto them, bird schools are just jumbo bonito, but they're still super fun to catch. That's all I got for you boys fishing.
Wow. Ooh, we'll take that, dude.
FishDope.com, of course. Danny and the boys do such a great job. $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. And what about that real estate game?
It's going. People are a little scared. It's still kind of the same deal in the holding pattern. Right now is a great time to buy rentals. A lot of the rental properties around the beach and that kind of thing are really slowing down. I'm shopping for a couple clients, and they're very negotiable right now because there's so many on the market. So.
That's cool. Yeah, and having a rental is like money in the bank,
man,
right?
That's right.
Yeah,
passive
especially
income
in
is
San
what
Diego.
We all need.
Yeah, it's not going to go vacant for very long. Yeah, for sure. And you and your brother are going to be here next Sunday, a week from today.
We are. I'm really looking forward to that. Fly out to Florida right after that. So.
Oh, cool.
I'll be down doing the show and then out the door.
Out the door.
Be fun.
All right. Well, if somebody wants the best in real estate, how do we find you?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169, on social media, at The Angler's Realtor. If you'd like a home evaluation, you can go to SoCalHomeEval.com.
All right. Free home evaluation. Find out what your property is worth and no obligation. You just put it in there and you're not going to get bugged by Yosef or anybody else, too. Hey, Yosef, we'll look forward to seeing you and Ali next Sunday right here in the world headquarters.
Thanks, Yosef.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Speaking of the catch part, I was just telling Pete I got a message from Captain Chris from the Sea Watch. We were talking about the local three-quarter day run, how they've, you know, kind of put that back on the map, the, you know, leave in the morning at 7 o'clock and get back at 4 in the afternoon. Those guys had a dozen yellows yesterday.
Wow.
A big sea bass, a big local sea bass, a good handful. They had like 40-plus calico bass legals and multi-hundred release. Like, it was just... A local three-quarter day trip. That's really cool.
And those yellows are big
there.
Nice. So think about how many they hooked.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah,
landed a dozen?
He said there was steady surface iron fishing the entire day yesterday. You could stand in the bow of the Sea Watch and have action on calico bass to yellows all day long. How fun would that be?
And a 50-pound sea bass.
Local three-quarter day fishing.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you want the best in fish processing when you catch those big yellows or sea bass. You call Fisherman's Processing the Fish Pros. They are... And that's where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system. It's the only way to go to book your processing fish on your local, your long-range trip, and more. And they have a lot more team members that get your fish out fast. You want same day, man? It's done
quickly. So stop by their location in Old Town and check out their store that Mary Lee's put together, too.
It's really nice, man.
A really nice store with food and spices and clothing and all kinds of great stuff there at Fisherman's Processing, or just go to fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today.
Hey, I had a fun text come through from Rory in Lakeside. Good morning, gentlemen. Great to hear Captain Benny back on the show. I'm not sure what the biggest bass I've ever caught is because I never keep a scale with me on the boat. With that said, what scale do you keep on the boat? I'd really be interested in making an investment in one question for this year.
Yeah, I used a IGFA certified Boga grip. It's a 15 pound. It goes up to 15. There's also a 30. So if that thing ever bottoms out, that means we have a world record.
That's a big one.
Yeah. I know the Bubba Blade digital one's really good also, and there's also a Becknell. But you know, now you're talking, you know, upwards of about $200, but you know, the Boga grip is like the 100 plus size. You can also get away with like a, you know, just a regular digital. At least you put you in the game. I've always been a weigh fish guy. A lot of people like to measure them and call it a number.
Right.
But I think, you know, it's Ben Seacrest.
Scale doesn't lie.
Ben Seacrest's old deal was don't weigh it, don't say it, yeah. You know. So
it's not a 10-pounder until you weigh it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you could assume, because I've had anglers think they had, you know, a 10-pound fish and the thing was maybe 7. So yeah, I mean, unless you've seen them and held them, they are a different breed when they're like over 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds is a whole different animal.
Well, the Boga grip's nice because you don't put a hole in them and
exactly,
and it's easier to grab on, yep, them. They're solid.
Yep.
It's a big solid piece. It's not going to rust because it's all stainless.
100%. Yeah, nice. And you just got to have good eyesight.
Yeah, you
because
have good eyesight.
The numbers are.
Or have a young person on the boat to read it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or have a good pair of readers.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. 833-288-0973. It's standing by for you right now. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you would be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, John Leancod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 Microfilament Braided Fishing Line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8-carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4-color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Whether you're on the lake, on the river, or on the bay, when you hop on board for a day on the water, make sure everyone's on board with wearing a life jacket. Life jackets save lives. Get on board. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Make reliability a reality when you choose the power of a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's Real Reliability Sales Event. From now until May 31st, 2026, purchase a new, eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit. Yamaha, Reliability starts here. Offer ends May 31st, 2026, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 to 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Ford is celebrating our country's 250th anniversary with big savings for you. Employee pricing is back at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. You pay what we pay across the full lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. We're here for those who build America, those who believe that giving everything we've got today will pay for tomorrow. Who will drive America forward for 250 years to come? If that's who you are, you value what we value, and you should pay what we pay. Now get employee pricing across the Ford lineup. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Case and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Coastal Charters talking fishing, having an awesome time here. If you want to join us this morning, still time to get through. It's been a busy meeting, busy morning on the phones, but we certainly have time for you. It's 833-288-0973.
Hey, Arnie Seiko's on the line from CCA, San Diego Chapter. Good morning, Arnie.
Hi, Arnie.
Good morning, Pete, Ricky, and Benny.
Morning, Arnie.
Yeah, what I'd like to talk about today is May 30th, this last Saturday of the month. CCA San Diego Chapter is going to present their Absent Taps. We're honoring SAC President Ken Frankie with our Beacon Award. It will start at SAC headquarters from 3 to 4 with an open house, and then move over from 4 to 8 to the event space south of Jimmy's famous American Tavern. The Beacon Award will be presented there. Single tickets are $125. Deck and tables are $1,000. Go to CCA California's website for purchase and availability. Help us come honor somebody who really means so much to sport fishing and our fleet, okay?
No question about that. Yeah, honoring Ken Frankie is important, and we should all be out there. Not only that, to also support CCA California.
Yeah, no doubt.
And their efforts.
We bought a table. Can't wait to come for the night. It's going to be a great time. A lot of the boys.
I'll be there too.
A lot of the boys from the tackle shop are coming, and we're just looking forward to a great night. Like, and like you said, honoring a guy who's so deserving of it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, and then one other thing. I think Brian Woolley mentioned it. Tuesday is a very important day. That's going to be the hearing with the commission about the proposed MPA closures, folks. You guys talked about Point Loma. What they're going to do at Point Loma, it's going to be sad if they pull this off, because they're going to close all the, basically the lobster fishing is going to be closed there at OB. They're going to close the green tank area all the way up to La Jolla. It's going to be it's going to be devastating to our half day fleet and our local fishermen guys. So please come out. If you can come, great. If you can't, good on the Zoom call. And one thing I implore you guys, please. You only get a minute to talk, so get your spots composed. Please be nice and civil to the panel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yelling at them is not going to accomplish anything, please.
No question. Well, Arnie, hey, we're really looking forward to the Apps and Taps. It's a great event. If you haven't been to it, San Diego Chapter does a super job, and it's just... And Jimmy's American Tavern, great place to eat. They're going to have some super food. And I know a lot of great people are going to be there. So be there. How do we get tickets if we want to go to Apps and Taps?
Go to the CCA California website. There'll be a link there. You get to the events page, pick Apps and Taps, and they'll have a tab there that you can click on to go and purchase your tickets. Really look forward to seeing all you guys there.
All right, Arnie. Well, thanks for all your support. We sure appreciate you. And we'll see you at Apps and Taps on Saturday, May 30th. That's just 2 weeks from yesterday. So don't want to miss that. Appreciate the call this morning. I have a great text here, and it's from Matt in Camarillo. And Matt writes, as soon as I open it up here, morning, guys. Regards to calico bass fishing, how do you determine what hard or soft plastic to throw over another? Do the currents and depths play a factor?
It all depends on conditions and how deep I'm fishing, how shallow I'm fishing, and also history, what they've been biting. A lot of times it's not all about match to hatch. Sometimes it's about something a little different than what they've been seeing. And that's a lot of times where you'll get your bites is just throwing something a little different.
I like it. I had another kind of gear question along those lines. It says, good morning, Benny. Love it when I catch Benny on the Warbaits or Kicker YouTube videos. My question for Benny is, I just picked up a brand new Shimano Tranks 400B with a power handle, and I plan on using it for local trips targeting mostly calico bass and the occasional lucky yellowtail. What line should I go with, and what rod do you recommend? That's from Ralph and Menifee.
What you should go with is probably 65-pound Max Quattro. What I put on my 400s is 80-pound Max Quattro. that 400
Max
has...
Max Quattro, 25% thinner
than...
You get a lot more line on it, and it's casts amazing.
It still casts amazing with the line diameter. Because if you want to try to use it for calicos and yellows, I think you're going to be in the game. Can you get away with 65 Max or regular? Sure you can. You're going to get a ton of line on there, though. That's the only thing. So why not fish a little heavier? Hey, it could also triple as a popper or a stick bait rod for school size tuna. It's a pretty versatile reel, even throwing the surface iron. What rod? We have an 8-foot medium heavy that would probably be fine for that. But if you have a 9-foot jig stick, you can put it on a 9-foot jig stick. You know, anything that's medium heavy. To heavy, that would be pretty much achieve what you want with that 400.
I think you hit the nail on the head about the versatility of that reel. Like there have not been a lot of reels available that are the right reel for casting a stick bait
right.
at a 40-pound tuna,
yep.
but also the right reel for firing a lead head and catching a 12-inch calico bass. And it really
100%.
Does both of those fantastic. Like,
yep.
It really speaks to, you know, it's got precision and control and appropriate affordability and price in terms of a bass reel, but it's
mm-hmm.
got the strength and the guts to go offshore and catch a tuna and, you know, fly line live bait reel, especially if we bump into a scenario like we had last year where we end up having a time where we have some small bait to deal with.
Yep.
How nice to have a reel that casts a small bait so light, but, you know, if you still hook an offshore fish, you're still sitting in the driver's seat.
Yeah, 100%. And, again, you could probably get away with 65-pound, but I like 80 because – it's 25%, you know, that Max Quattro is 25% thinner diameter than your normal braided line.
Yeah, love that stuff. And you know what else, too, is let's talk for a minute about PowerPro. Because
mm-hmm.
when you use other braided lines
mm-hmm.
and you use PowerPro, there's a huge difference. I'm sorry. I have been using PowerPro for a long time. And
yeah.
you know, sometimes I fish with other people using other types of braided lines, it's night and day.
Yeah, just the way it comes off the reel
yeah.
and the castability is huge. You know, I mean,
yeah.
all the reels that I have from spinning to live bait to the casting all have basically Max Quattro.
So,
on it.
Do you use Super 8 Slick at all?
Not at all.
No.
I think I have it on my freshwater spinning.
Yeah.
On my freshwater spinning,
yeah.
I like
Super 8 Slick.
In the saltwater.
Yeah. Well,
oh, wow.
I mean, it's worked well for me.
Yeah.
mean, it seems to work.
Yeah.
Me too. And I'm
yeah.
in the minority of guys. I love that line.
Yeah.
I like it.
It casts nice.
In the freshwater, yeah. I like it a lot.
Max Quattro, it's
yeah.
hard to beat that. Yeah.
And again, for me, it's about getting as much line on there as I can because I'll fill them to the top and then put a short leader. So
yeah.
for my business. And if I lose a 20 yards, I'm still in there, you know.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I know that I've seen you use, different types of quick clips, you know, the kicker clips
yeah.
and things like
yeah.
that. Do you use that across the board, including surface iron? Do you straight tie with your surface iron jigs? Like, how do you feel about those in the different types of baits that you fish?
I use them for everything. Again, in my business with lure fishing, changing out is critical. It's not that I don't have enough fluorocarbon, believe me, I have more than enough, but for convenience. And certain jigs do need a clip to really loosen up that jig. As far as the two-fish jig, I haven't had an issue with it. It swims fine, mm-hmm. straight tie, because there's a lot of anglers on the boat that want a straight tie instead of a clip, just because they feel it swims better, which I don't know. Everybody's got a different, you know, feel for different lures. It doesn't seem to bother me. Doesn't jump out of the water. And it just gives it more action, mm-hmm. you know. But a swim bait or a rig or a jerk bait, it really doesn't make a difference. Those darn bass don't care how heavy line, they don't care how, but as long as it's swimming.
It doesn't make a difference in the negative column, but boy, it sure is nice to be swapping things or whatever it might be. I mean, you're quick to get to
yeah. Know. Yeah. If I need to go from, like, say, a surface iron to a swimmer to mm-hmm. Maybe a 300 size HG, from a weedless to an A rig to a bigger swim bait to, you know, a neck breaker or something like that. It's really nice where, oh, man, something's different. Let's
boom, boom.
Boom, boom, yeah.
That's cool.
And they're back in the water. So, again, it's convenience for me. And, you know, if anglers are using those clips, pay attention to the pound rating. Like, a 50-pound clip is really small, and it's 50 pounds. So keep that in mind. 30-pound, 30-pound. 75 is gigantic, and it's for 75-pound. So don't use a 75-pound clip if you're catching 20-pound yellows.
We bump into that a lot with, you know, swapping split rings for these knife jigs and things like that. And people just get so concerned with the real high testing things. Like, oh, they're catching 200-pounders right now. Like, you got to remember, you're catching that 200-pounder with 20 pounds of drag on your reel. You know, maybe you're touching 40 pounds of drag.
Like, right.
If you have a 200-pound rated split ring, like,
yep.
something else is going to fail
before that split ring fails. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Hey, Uncle Mike in Huntington Beach says, great show, guys. As always, Benny, what's your go-to knot when tying braid to fluorocarbon amino? Are you a FG knot specialist, a knot that's quick? Or what do you use?
The quickest for me is a five-turn RP or John Collins knot.
Yeah.
Five up, five down. And one thing I learned from Chris Minnick is – you go through that final loop three times instead of once.
That's huge.
That is.
Yeah. Since Chris Minnick taught me that.
Yep.
I haven't had a failure.
Failure is very minimal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very minimal. And I finish it up with just a two-turn uni knot at the end. Just because.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have to, right?
Yeah. It makes me feel good.
That's funny.
And tying to the leader from fluorocarbon to the lure. Or a clip, I'm tying a five or six turn uni knot. Real simple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, real simple.
I love it, man. Hey, this is a fun text. Good morning, boys. I have a question for Benny. You do such a great job teaching kids. My 11-year-old grandson absolutely loves sport boat fishing. What do you suggest for a young angler to not get discouraged during a hot bite with other anglers that might be a little bit aggressive because of excitement? Great show. Thanks from Mark and La Quinta.
Yeah, that's a really, really good question, because adults can act like 6-year-olds, and the 6-year-olds can act like adults sometimes in those instances. I think they just have to make the adults aware that they're there, and two, just catch more than them, so that way it gives you more space. A lot of times if they see young guys catching them, boy, it's amazing how much space they get. But yeah, have them stay in his lane, you know, just concentrate on him and fish in an area that's can be more productive than where the adults tend to congregate in the corner and the back. So up the side, he's going to be fine as long as he can cast and get a bait out or a lure out. He's going to be fine, especially during a hot bite.
And I would add on that too, Mark. I'm sure if that's where your head's at, you're probably already doing this. But if you're taking, you know, son, grandson, whatever, like, that's his trip. You know what I mean? Like, your fishing is his fishing. So, you know, you hang by his side. If he needs a buffer zone, that's you. You stand next to the guy and provide him plenty of space. And if you put all of your effort into making sure his trip is perfect, he's going to be your fishing bud forever.
1,000%. A lot of times I have dads that bring their daughters or young sons out, and I go, listen, here's the deal. We're going to focus on him. You do your thing. But remember, I'll take care of him or her. Just do your thing. But we're not fishing for you today. We're fishing for bites. We're going to go catching. So if you want to go catch trophies, today's not the day.
Yeah.
If we so happen to catch him or run into him, awesome.
It could happen.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
But for the most part, yeah, If I have to cast a 5-ounce A rig and let him wind it in all day, so be it.
Yeah.
Just so he gets bit.
That's cool.
He gets bit.
Yeah. Jake in Carlsbad says, hey, hello everyone. Love the show. I wanted to ask Benny about a surface iron fishing. I was wondering if you could talk about different retrieval speeds for fishing yellows versus calicos. Very good question.
Yeah. Really good question. And it, you know, it can be really technical because sometimes the yellows get kind of lazy and they react to slow moving jigs like that. That nice thing about that Giga 240 is that it can fish slow, it can fish fast. So depending on what the fish react to, so you'll have to change up your retrieve a little bit. You know, sometimes when you're giving the fish giving the jig an extra turn to make it kick harder out, sometimes that might draw a strike. Sometimes they want it fast. You know, if you're on a sport boat and they're chumming like crazy and the fish are jetting everywhere, they might want the jig a little bit faster. If it's kind of a pick bite, maybe just a half speed type reel is better. But you have to play with it and see. The fish will tell you what they want a lot of times. And if you see a guy or an angler getting bit, kind of watch what they're doing for a second and watching what they're doing. Maybe it's the jig they're fishing. Maybe it's, you know, the retrieval. But there's a lot of variables, you know. I change it up a lot. I really do. You just got to figure out what they want, what's keyed in. Once you figured it out, you kind of stay on that pattern and go from there.
And every jig's going to swim at different speeds at different cranks.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And react different in current. Totally. There's so many little idiosyncrasies that come with it. But you buy yourself a good swimming lure, like one of those JJ240s or a Giga, mm-hmm. like Benny's talking about, you're gonna get a... So you're paying a lot more for one of those lures because of the way, because of their manufacturing process. You know, they're cut on a CNC machine, so they swim amazingly consistently.
Yep.
It's lesser expensive to pour metal into a mold and then hand shape it, but with that comes greater inconsistencies. You pay for a jig that's cut on a CNC machine, it's going to be amazingly similar to the one before it and the one after it.
Back in the day before CNC, it was you buy the whole peg and maybe you might get one that swims good. You know, so nowadays you know exactly what you're getting.
Yeah.
Color make a difference to the anglers maybe, but sometimes, yes, it all depends time of day, you know, what they're feeding, what they're not feeding.
Especially
you know?
That two-fish jig Benny color, right?
Yeah, you know, that senior Benny.
More Benny. Senior
but, you know,
Benny.
I fish,
a, good looking lure.
I fish a swim bait that color. I fish, you know, it's like my thing. Like I've had guys fish a pink lure and they get bit just fine because that's their color.
I know it's like Senorita fish reminiscent.
Yes.
Do guys ever fish Senorita fish? Like, can you?
Fly line a
Senorita
fish?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, you've been around, you sport boated, you private boated. Like, do guys ever catch those? Like,
yeah, you know, never heard of that.
Yeah.
We throw brown bait.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You know, they were, but never, I've never heard of that. I just know whenever there's a lot of that 5 to 7 inch Senorita, especially after spawn, man. When those things spawn, boy, it's like a shad bite.
Yeah.
They just love anything.
They eat it up.
Like right now, anything brown, yellow, or orange with it, man, they are just
scarfing it.
Eating it.
That's cool.
Every single hook down the throat.
I love
it. Have a good one.
I thought so. Hey, guys, what a great show. So fun to hear Benny. I'd like to hear a little bit more about fishing the A-rig. I've been a bit intimidated about it. What rod and reel do you fish? How heavy do you fish it? And what are scenarios where you pick that over traditional leadhead and swim bait? And that's from Ryan and Anza.
Let's see. Thank you, Ryan. The outfit I'm fishing is a Tranx 300B. Not with the power handle because I like the speed of it better than I do. I don't want it going that fast. The rod's a medium. It's a Terramar 80MH. It's a little heavy. It's probably more like an H, but what it does, it handles the castability of that A-rig. It's a lot going on with it. It's about 4 to 5 ounces, so picture that with five arms and you're trying to heave it out there. I would suggest kind of like a lob sideways angle cast as opposed to full blown over the top of your head, because a lot of times you'll either throw it right in the water in front of you or you might snap it off. And I'm fishing heavy, 65 pound max with 50 or 60 pound leader, just because it's gotta handle the shock.
Corey Sandin style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heavy is better. Because the goal is to hook
they're going to eat it anyway.
Yeah. Well, the goal is to hook the fish and get in the boat.
Yeah.
And what do I look for? I like isolated kelp. I like to see where there's bait fish really just tight, not, as Eric Landis might call, happy bait, where it's just mingling around. I like seeing bait kind of around and then where there's fish activity. It's a great bait to do some catching as around structure, you know, off the beach a little bit, not so much in the boilers, but off the beach a little bit, 10 to 20 yards off the beach in isolated kelp.
God, well said, man. That's it. That's why he's the master.
Yes,
when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves an assortment of Shimano jigs. Hey, you stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Every boater wants reliability and peace of mind on the water, and that's exactly what Towboat U.S. San Diego provides. As part of the largest on-water towing fleet in the nation, Towboat U.S. San Diego is ready to respond when you need them, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. As a member, you get free towing, free fuel delivery, free jump starts, and many more services. Now is a great time to sign up for a Boat U.S. membership, as they are celebrating their 60th anniversary by giving away a 21-foot Grady White boat, plus lots of other prizes. Entry is free. Sign up at BoatUS.com. Let's face it, when you're out on the water, things happen fast. And Towboat U.S. San Diego can help you get home safe. Their fleet of boats and professional captains are standing by ready to lend you a hand when you need it. Membership is inexpensive and is certainly a must-have for any boat owner. Check BoatUS.com for details and sign up for the Grady White Boat Giveaway, which ends June 15th. Towboat U.S. San Diego, your friend on the water.
Lake Marine knows you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, and Fujinon just made the deal even sweeter with an additional $200 savings on their amazing bundle deal. Here's what's included: Fujinon Technostabby TSX 1440 binoculars, Pelican Vault case with custom laser-cut foam insert, plus the Fujinon polarized filters at $1,704 retail value for just $1,299.99. You save over $400. This is the best deal ever on these amazing binoculars. The Fujinon Technostabby TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, and now protect your investment with the custom Pelican case and the polarized filters that help you find more on the water. This special bundle is available at Baker Marine on Shelter Island for a limited time only. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and take advantage on this never-before-seen bundle pricing on the Fujinon TSX 1440 binoculars, a savings of over $400. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Adding a fish finder to my fishing kayak completely changed the way I fish. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and I've been fishing from a Hobie kayak for over 4 years now. For about half that time, I was fishing without a fish finder. And trust me, it's called fishing blind for a reason. But don't just take my word for it. Here at Fastlane Kayaks, we've been installing and using fish finders on Hobie kayaks for over 25 years. Over all that time, we've done our fair share of trial and error to find the best mounts and methods for rigging a kayak. So instead of trying to learn 25 years of experience through endless YouTube videos, just drop your kayak off at Fastlane. Every Fastlane install is clean, user-friendly, and built to last in real saltwater conditions. One way we do that is by housing all the fuses and electrical connections inside a small waterproof case. Keeps everything protected, organized, and easy to access. Whether you're looking to add a fish finder, install a motor, or upgrade into a brand new fishing kayak, come by Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking in Mission Bay, or give us a call at 619-222-0766.
Shimano makes the finest fishing reels on the market, but they are always striving to make the best even better. Introducing the new Tranx 400B reel. This powerhouse low-profile bait casting reel is built for throwing big baits at the toughest fish that swim. Core solid and Haugany body technologies deliver unmatched rigidity and flex-free cranking, ideal for heavy loads. SVS Infinity MD Tune Braking offers precise control for casting heavy baits. X-Ship boosts gear durability and casting distance, while a Cross Carbon Drag ensures smooth, reliable performance. Versatile across salt and freshwater applications, the redesigned Tranx 400B is a vital tool in the pursuit of trophies. If you're looking to take your bait casting reel to the next level, check out the all-new Tranx 400B at your local Shimano dealer.
Hookup!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, we're going to find out who's got themselves that Shimano gift pack, including a bunch of lures, some Shimano shirt. Well, do us the honor. We're going to see if we got a caller or a texter. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Ryan in Anza. You are hooked up with some new Shimano.
Yeah, everybody. And speaking of hooked up, how do we get hooked up to go fishing with Captain Benny Florentino?
Thanks,
for
guys.
A fun day on the water.
So much fun, Benny.
Instagram is at coastal_charters. 310-779-0397. And call me directly if you have any questions. Don't hesitate. If I don't answer right away, I'm usually on the water, but I try to get back to you. And thanks for having me again, guys. Always enjoy looking out of the world headquarters at the ocean and busy San Diego Landing and the ocean and talking calico bass fishing.
Oh, yeah. And you know, the thing about going with Benny is you get to use all the best stuff, the mm-hmm. best rods and reels, stuff up that's not even out that Benny's testing. You get to use all the stuff, all the best. So
that's correct.
Go with
yeah.
Benny. It's fun stuff.
I like hearing he's going to be in our backyard a little
yeah,
while.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks to Jeff at the Fan. Thanks to Adam on the app. And thank you out there. Next Saturday, Captain Frank Lopresti is going to be here. And then next Sunday, Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors and Blue Seas Stabilizers. And Yosef Husseini from the Angler's Realtor. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on Facebook, YouTube Live, the Let's Talk Hookup app, and 97.3 The Fan.